This is A Musician's Life. I'm Tracy Tannenbaum with Joan Osborne.
I wanted to make sort of secular hymns, you know, not religious, but spiritual and songs that would reach people on that level.
If I die in New York City.
With references to New York City in almost every song, Joan Osborne's latest album, Little Wild One, amounts to a love letter to the city she's called home for two decades. Osborne says she felt a renewed appreciation for the town and its people following the events of September 11th. On this new album, she reunited with the musicians from her 1995 breakout effort, Relish, the CD that included Joan's ubiquitous hit, One of Us. Osborne grew up in a small Kentucky town, but still recalls her first impressions of the Big Apple.
I was on the Trailways bus, and you know, you get into the Port Authority, which is this very sort of gritty, dirty, urban, you know, area. And I was like, oh wow, this might be too much for me. But as soon as I got out of the bus and started walking around in the streets, you know, I was just really captivated by every kind of person that you could imagine, every color, every race, every creed, every fashion sensibility, every sexual preference, everything is just right there, all mingling together on the street. For somebody who comes from a very small town, I finally felt like I had stepped into the right movie.
Did you feel that possibility for reinvention that people who go to big cities from small towns sometimes talk about?
Oh, yeah. You know, I think it's hard for somebody who comes from a little town to think of themselves as somebody who could be like an artist for a living. You know, that's just something that, you know, if you told people about that, they would sort of be like, oh, well, you know, you could never do that. Or who do you think you are? It just seems like such a pipe dream. Whereas if you're in a place like New York, you see people all around you living these different kind of lives. It just seems much more possible.
I think it's time. I think it's time for a little Memphis soul. Girl.
There's just something about singing in particular that just sort of galvanizes me. I mean, I studied filmmaking for a long time. And that's a wonderful art form, but it takes so much money, so many other people, so much technology, and you're so much in your intellect that I guess when I was in the middle of doing that and I started to discover my voice and discover singing and discover music, there was something so immediate about it. And it's not just your mind, but it's your body as well, and it's your soul as well, and it incorporates everything about you as a person. I just felt like I had, you know, discovered the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. It really just knocked me for a loop, and it still does, and I still am, you know, have moments on stage where I just feel like I'm having an out-of-body experience. I think if I were the kind of artist who really needed to be on the top of the charts all the time or needed to have this sort of white-hot attention, then I would consider the period where Relish was having a huge success and where One of Us was a top 10 hit song all around the world as a high point. And in a lot of senses it was, because it was very gratifying to have something that I had worked on mean that much to, you know, to a large number of people. But it also is wonderful just to do something that, you know, that I feel is a creative achievement for myself, whether it sells millions of copies or not. So there have been very few low points, and the low points have been where I felt like I didn't know what I wanted to do or what I was capable of doing, and was more lost within myself as opposed to, you know, being out of the public eye or something.
And has that sense of being lost come from some kind of external pressure? I'm thinking about the success of Relish, and those things can be such double-edged swords in terms of the havoc they can play on your ego or something, you know.
Well, yeah, and I'm sort of the classic victim of the sophomore slump where, you know, you try to follow up a big success and, you know, I turned in albums to the record company that they didn't want and they rejected and they sent me back to the drawing board again and again, and that definitely will shake your, you know, confidence in yourself and, you know, leave you not understanding what your direction should be. But I think, you know, in the long run, it's been a good thing.
Joan Osborne, her new album is called Little Wild One. For 88.5 XPN, I'm Tracy Tannenbaum.